Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The late season snowfall had produced 6 inches of wet and heavy white stuff. After clearing his own sidewalk, the kind-hearted man decided to keep going and take care of his neighbors as well. After all, he thought, last time he cleared mine for me. After finishing his neighbor's sidewalk, he had a decision to make. The next property was owned by the troublemaker who lived on the block. Late-night parties and frequent visits from the police filled his summer months. In the wintertime, his was the sidewalk that was rarely cleared of snow and ice. He certainly didn't go out of his way to help his neighbors with their snow removal. There wasn't much time spent on the decision. The man with the shovel just kept going. After a couple of hours, this kind-hearted man had cleared the snow from all the sidewalks on his block. Which was the more impressive act of kindness? Shoveling for his neighbor who had shoveled for him in the past, or clearing the snow from the property of the troublemaker? There is another scene where the stakes were much higher. It wasn't snow that needed to be cleared, or a sacrifice of time and energy that was needed to get it done. Your eternal relationship with God hung in the balance. Your sin, every mistake you have ever made, either purposefully or unknowingly, stood in the way of that relationship. A sacrifice was needed to remove that barrier, the life of the Son of God Himself. That's exactly what happened. Jesus gave His life for you, a sinner. The world has never seen a greater demonstration of love. The innocent Son of God died so that you might live. There is no question that God's love for you is real. When your world is falling apart around you and you feel helpless and alone, when your mind is filled with more questions than answers, look to the cross of Jesus. It is there that you will see the ultimate demonstration of love. Lord Jesus, my Savior, thank you for proving your love for me by dying in my place. Continue to keep my eyes focused on your cross, that I may see your love and know that I am forgiven. Help me to live a life of confidence and peace, knowing that you have given me an eternal relationship with God. In your name I ask it. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.